You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Hey, hello there. 39 degrees to start your morning. It is Monday, the 14th of April on 98.9 The Buzz. Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters. Here's Spisano, Sandy here.
Yeah, nobody's listening right now because everybody's on spring break.
I know. It's going to be a weird week today.
That's okay.
It's all right.
Okay, so this is what I tried. Now, on Mondays, we have our Wind of the Day expert, James Whitaker, on the air with us. And he is so fantastic. Really, if you follow his little pieces of advice that he gives us every week, it makes such a world of difference. But anyhow, so he sent me this thing, and he sent it to you, too. I don't know if you responded to him. But he's like, here, I'm testing something out. I want to perfect it. Can you follow the prompts, go through it, and then let me know, give me feedback?
Beta test, basically.
So I was doing it, and it's kind of like structuring your routine. And I thought I always had a good routine. I'm pretty disciplined. But some things that he was guiding us through is like, oh, wow, okay, I never thought of it that way. And one of it is in the morning, do something really challenging. And he has said that on the air with us before, but to actually write it down, like, what are you going to do that's challenging? So he's like, you could work out. Well, I'm not going to work out because it's too early. I'm not waking up at 2 a.m. to work out.
Yeah.
He's like, you could take a cold shower. Okay, well, I'm like a kindergartner. I shower at night. You could do the face ice bath that a lot of people are doing. You dunk your face in ice cold water.
Huh?
And I said, okay, I think I could do that. So today was the first day of doing that.
How'd it go?
It sucked. That was horrible. And it wasn't because anyone do that, 818-2899. It wasn't because of the coldness. It was, I can't stand like my nose underwater and all the water rushes up your nose.
Well, don't breathe. That's the first thing. You're not supposed to breathe when you're underwater.
Okay, thank you very much, Scott.
Sure.
Still, when you dunk your face in, I don't know, I couldn't do it. I was like, nope, I can't. This is like torture.
Is that why you don't like swimming pools?
I don't know. Isn't it hard to do when you dunk your face underwater, like face down this way, not going like face plant in the water? It is not comfortable. I thought I was going to die. I was like, I can't do this. How is everybody doing this? You see videos like tons of people are jumping on this trend. And I'm like, I don't know how you people do it.
When you when guys shave their face, you're supposed to use cold water afterward to close your pores. Use hot water.
It's
to open.
Different. It's different splashing water on your face because I do that too. It's the dunking of your head in a bowl of water.
Like you're going after an apple in a barrel.
Yes. Have you ever done that, the head dunk?
Not really. On purpose.
I know. I did not think it was going to be hard. I couldn't do it.
I don't know if I could, though. Like in the bathroom, you fill up the sink with cold water, and it's just, I actually I'm germy weird about that.
I got a bowl. Everybody gets a bowl.
Oh, you do it in a bowl? Oh. Well, you put like, you fill up a big bowl and you put ice water in it and ice cubes and stuff?
Yeah. And I'm telling you, everybody does it. And I'm like, and they make it, I mean, they don't make it look easy, but they stay in there. You only have to stay in there for like 10, 15 seconds. But I'm like, oh my God, I couldn't even do 1 second.
What's the benefit?
It's just something that you should do challenging. So it makes you feel like, all right, I already accomplished something pretty hard to accomplish. So then the rest of the day, it just invigorates you.
So there's no health benefit in a way, but more of a mind over, I just did something crazy and
I think it's a little bit of everything. I think there are health benefits to your skin as well, some people say. But anyone do the ice face plunk or whatever it's called. I don't even know what it's called.
Face plunge.
So now I got to figure out something else.
So you're not going to do that again? Not going to try that again?
I don't know. I
get yelled at if I did that. Like, I'd come down in the morning, go down to the kitchen, pull a bowl out, and just like pulling the ice cubes out of the freezer is going to wake people up, and then I'm going to get yelled at. So I'll get squashed once. I'll do it once. I'll be like,
you're a man of excuses. Mm-hmm. If you want to do it, just put a bowl of water in the fridge. Plan it overnight. There's a way to do it, Scott.
Oh, okay. I thought you needed ice.
It's just an ice bath.
I'm not doing it.
Why is it so challenging?
I'm not doing it. I'm not going
to Okay, this is my hard job of the morning is just to get through to you. You are my hard task every day.
So you went on this break to try to convince me to do the ice face bath?
I'm not here to convince you to do anything.
Yeah.
I am just asking for...
Somebody who does it.
Yes. So, why can't I do it? Is there a trick to it? Because I want to be able to do it.
You blow out a little bit as you're putting your face in it with your nose?
I don't know what's... did I know? But I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Did you use nose plugs as a kid when you went swimming? When you're a little kid?
Uh-uh.
Remember those? They looked like flesh-colored, like rubber thing with them. Remember those things?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody? Anyway, all right. Well, you're going to try it again tomorrow with possible success?
I'm not sure. I got to find something else. I don't know. But that's a tip for you.
There you go.
If you do that, I that's awesome.
And you're a better person. And James Whitaker, who is definitely a better person, is coming up in just a few minutes. It's 98 Die in the Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy on this Monday morning. I'm Scott Spaziano. There's Sandy Waters over there. What's up? How you doing? It's going to be 65 degrees today, 66 degrees today. Did a lot of messing around yesterday outdoors. Picking up sticks and stuff.
Who's that guy?
Right?
Who's that guy? Are you that guy? 818-2899, that already mowed guy. Anyone? Did you already mow?
No, didn't mow.
Oh, you didn't do your first mow. My husband got back from a run, and he goes, how was your run? He goes, I saw a guy, that guy, already mowing. I'm like, how'd that make you feel? He goes, it makes me feel like I need to go out there and mow. I go, no, you can't mow.
No.
It's a little bit much, right? That's premature.
Well, it depends on the length of your grass. Like, my next to next door neighbor mowed.
He did.
Yeah, just a little bit in the front he did. I live in the woods, so it's kind of wet where we are, so it's not quite
mowed. Well, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, how can you mow? It's so wet still.
Yeah, depending
can't
on where
I am. Oh,
yeah,
can you?
Yeah. It's not long enough to mow yet. You know, it's not quite there. I had a fertilizer treatment come on Friday, so I want to wait a couple more days before I do anything.
All right, show your face. Anyone who mowed.
You're that guy.
Come on. Know that everyone was talking about you. No, I don't know if it's or that gal. I don't think women mow prematurely. I think that's a guy thing.
There was a guy, was it last week? Yeah, as I was driving home, and I'm like, what the heck's going on? He's a guy in a rider. It's like, what is going on? He was using some kind of scraper device. He wasn't mowing, but he was like
roughing up the,
he was doing something. It was like a drag. He was dragging.
Yeah.
Something like, and, but
a lot
just
of people are doing that.
Driving,
aerating, and flattening out.
Mm-hmm. By driving past it, I smelled that gasoline lawnmower
like grass smell. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it was good. Well, I'm ready to go, man. I spent a ton of money getting my tractor all fixed up last the end of last season, so I'm ready to go.
All right.
I did guy math and it worked.
Very good. Very good. on the show today, if you had something big happen over the weekend, you always can, you know, call in and let us know. This is your show too, 818-2899. But if you are divorced with kids, we're interested to hear what you think about this new way of the custody arrangement dividing
up
the kids.
A new way, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's not necessarily brand spanking new, but it's having a resurgence because some people are talking about it. It's called bird nesting. Anybody heard of bird nesting? Okay, well, we're going to explain that around 6:30. Mm-hmm. We have a Jerker Justified today, making your dog watcher sleep where? Where you make your dog watcher sleep while you're on spring break.
Okay.
And we're going to play a new game today.
Ooh.
I don't have a name for it. It's kind of like a twist on the match game, but you have to force yourself not to think dirty. And that's at 8 o'clock.
Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Here's James Whitaker from the Win the Day podcast on 98.9 The Buzz. Hello, my friend.
Hello. Always excited to be here with you.
Yes, thank you. What are we up for today?
Well, I want to talk about ambition today. You know, it's nice to have these big, lofty goals, but if it takes away from your happiness in the present, where do we focus our energy? It's a really interesting dichotomy. That for, you know, it's a pretty big word. I feel like a
right stop concept. Using big words.
So, if we have this ambition, you know, I'm a big believer in making sure that we can maximize our potential, but I am an even bigger believer in staying focused on the present moment. Mm-hmm. So, all of these different things that we want to do in life should never take away from what we're doing in the present moment. One of my favorite quotes of all time comes from Jim Rohn, who says, "Wherever you are, be there." Wherever you are, be there. And I see so many parents who are focused on work when they're around their kids. You know, I've of course been guilty of that as well. Or people who get one great milestone or make great progress on a specific goal, but they're so focused on the end result. And all of these things, that just takes away from our happiness in the present and really takes away from being present. And when that happens, that has a bit of an impact on just our confidence and our momentum and really our mental health. So I'm a big believer of having lofty goals to maximize your potential, but focus on being present and enjoying the small wins along the way.
Yeah, it's really easy to have that giant, you don't realize it's a gap, but it's a huge gap. You think about it. And it's a balancing act, of course, right?
Yeah. And to be honest, this is something that I've really struggled with over the years, is just stopping to smell the roses. I find it really, really difficult. Instead of thinking, on to the next one, on to the next one, on to the next one. A way that I'm doing that is to, you know, even let my kids know as the seasons change. It's like, look, let's stop for a minute. Let's look at this tree and let's look at the leaves have fallen off or the leaves are growing or this beautiful sunset or this bee on the rosemary, like just anything like that. These little beautiful moments of mindfulness in a given day, I found a really interesting and hopefully passing that on to my kids.
What do you say to someone who always stops and smells the roses and has no ambition, like myself?
Give them a kick up the bum and say, come on, let's get moving. Enough sniffing the roses. Let's get into it.
All right, let's go.
That happy medium then.
There are people around you who depend on you being at your best because you showing up as your best helps other people to show up as your best. Yeah. Your work colleagues, your friends, your family. So that's why that should be a really big primary focus on the condition that you can maintain presence, then go as hard as you can on your ambition.
Well, here's the thing that, and my husband and I were just talking about this. I don't know if we've brought it up on the show before, but it kind of is like the bigger picture of this, when to just be content with where you are, because I'm pretty comfortable and happy with where I am. But is that bad? Am I giving up? Am I not working hard enough? You know, the older you get, you're like, well, I'm pretty happy, but
yeah, Albert Einstein has a great quote, the best quote I've ever heard on this. So Albert Einstein said, "A calm and modest life brings more happiness than the pursuit of success combined with constant restlessness."
Oh, wow.
I think about that so much. Let me repeat that. A calm and modest life brings more happiness than the pursuit of success combined with constant restlessness. I feel like so much of my life for the last like 15 years has been about that pursuit of success. And I've had that constant restlessness, which has really taken away from a lot of happiness and a lot of progress that I could have made in other areas. So really just being like, cool, have I got everything that I need? The answer is yes.
It's it also gives us permission. It's a great quote.
Well, yeah, sometimes I think, you know, like, am I settling? Am I not pushing myself? Or maybe I am just truly content. I wonder how many other people feel that way. But that, I love that quote.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? I think people might be conditioned to think there's always more, grass is greener, you know, go, go, go. You know what I'm saying? I think we've been conditioned to think that.
And two things can be true at once. Like, yes, you can focus on having a nice, calm, modest life, but it's true that having a goal to pursue can bring the best out of you. So knowing when to stop, knowing when, which is funny, it's something that we talk about with our kids all the time, is we need to learn when to stop. For example, if we're reading books and it's time to go to sleep or if it's time to switch the TV off. So yeah, as grown-ups, we need to take our own advice. We need to know when to stop.
Awesome. Great, James. James, this is great. We love when you come on every week with us. And you can win the day with James. You got the Win the Day quiz that you have up online right now.
Yeah. If you want your own action plan prepared by me, go to winthedayquiz.com. Just, it'll take you 10 questions and it'll be in your inbox in 30 seconds.
And it's free.
Yes.
Thanks, James. We'll see you next week. Good morning then to ya. It's a 39 degree start. Going to be 66 degrees later today here on The Buzz.
Pretty morning. Pretty morning.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone shop at the Lyolev Wegmans? Something's going on at the Lyolev Wegmans that everybody is talking about.
Well, it went on.
Lucky Powerball purchase winning ticket. $50,000 from the Wegmans on Lyle Avenue.
Nice.
The winner has yet to come forward.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know who this person is. But somebody has the Powerball. I think it was it third place? I think it was third place, $50,000.
That's nice. That's nice.
Well, okay, so after taxes, probably it's more like 40. No, 20.
25.
How much do you get?
Don't they? This is like 50% tax or something on it.
That sucks.
I know.
But would you, now you can't be so outlandish, flamboyant with only $25,000 that might make it a little bit easier on your life. You could pay off some bills and whatnot.
Yeah. They'll get rid of that credit card and half of a car.
Yeah, sure. But what, half of a car?
Yeah.
And a credit card? I don't know if you can make the money stretch that much.
No, it depends on, yeah. So, yeah.
But if you won like the big, massive Powerball all of a sudden now you are quote unquote rich.
Rich.
What type of rich person would you be? Would you be the flamboyant, yes, everybody knows you're rich, or would you be the unassuming rich person?
I would want to be the flamboyant
rich person,
but I don't think I would have the gumption to do it. I don't think I can be that pretentious. And as a matter of fact, it's a little more fun to be rich and have people not know it.
Mm.
You know?
So what do you mean you couldn't be? What does that mean to you, the flamboyant rich person?
You know, pull up in a Ferrari, get out with the $1,000 sunglasses and, you know, gold chains around your neck.
You don't think you could do it?
I don't think so, no.
I totally think you could do it.
You couldn't make it last. Maybe if I had moved to Miami or something like that, you know, you could disappear and turn into somebody you're not. But I don't know if I could, honestly.
No?
No. Would you like snap and be like ultra precocious?
I can't either. I can't bring myself to be that way either. No, I would still live in my little house.
I'd like to try it. You know?
I know. Okay. Both you and I say that. Mm-hmm. Is that how the majority of people would answer? Do you think the majority of people would just keep living their everyday life? Maybe even still go to work?
Oh, I wouldn't go to work. No. No.
I don't. I kind of think you would.
If I had enough money to quit my job, nah.
I say I wouldn't, but I think I absolutely would. Here I am, the one that can't wait to retire. But I think I still would be doing what I'm doing. I think it would feel too weird.
No. I got enough other interests to keep me going in weird
ways. So you definitely would quit. Would you buy a new house, like a mansion?
No, I don't think I would. I would probably get a second, like a cottage on the lake or something, you know?
Of a second home?
Yeah, yeah, like a second home. Like maybe a year-round second home. Still up around here, not like in Florida or something. I'd probably get a Four Seasons home.
No, I would get one around here. What you have that? All the money in the world. You have a gajillion dollars and you're getting another house here?
Yeah, probably. Just to get away.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, yeah.
You already have your camper.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't.
Third house?
No, I wouldn't. I'd probably not have the camper anymore. I'd probably get something that's a little more permanent.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I really do want to be that person that goes and buys a mansion. But then I think it would get old.
You get used to everything, right? In the
you know
world?
What it is? Yeah. Yeah. But you know what it is? If you're more likable if you act like you don't have money.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Does that matter to you?
If you act rich, you'll attract certain friends, even if you're not, right? But if you just like the normal person, then you're getting more true friends.
Well, okay. So the person we all have, I mean, whether they're really rich or not, but there's the people that just act like they have a lot, right? Mm-hmm. And those are the people that I don't know. I don't know if they're as likable. I think I want to stay likable no matter how much money I have. I think that's an important thing for me. You always say, I don't give a
I don't care anymore about me. Nah, not really.
So see, that's why I think you would go crazy.
Yeah, but that's funny. It tugs at me because I'd like to try it, but I don't think I could stand myself if I was that rich, pretentious. Like,
and why is that? Why do we hate rich people? Why is that our thing? Like, see, you just said, I don't think I could stand myself if I was rich.
Yeah,
is that? Oftentimes, the well-off people work really hard to get there.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, and why shouldn't you like them?
Right.
Because,
what is it?
Because they have something that 99.99% of us don't
have. Jealousy.
Yeah, sure.
Is it jealousy?
Yeah.
Like the people who, I was talking to this one guy, I went to the Ronald McDonald House Gala, and I was talking to this one guy who's like, one of my, I don't know if he's good friends with them or just a buddy he knows, somebody he knows, is one of those unassuming wealthy people.
Uh-huh.
Because you would never know that he has so much money. He just wrote a check for $40,000 for the Buffalo Bills tickets, the PSL. I think it was just the PSL. I don't even think that came with tickets.
Wow.
I'm like, you can write a check for $40,000 for the damn PSL. Yeah. You're rich.
Or a business write-off.
Well, I don't know. Could that be a business write-off?
Sure. Entertaining clients.
I don't know. Well, congratulations to the person who has yet to come forward, purchase that winning ticket, $50,000 at the Wegmans on Lyle Ave.
Yeah, buy yourself a hot dog.
But stay humble. Stay humble so we can all still like you.
Traffic's
all right, coming up on the show. Yep.
Go ahead. Cried like a baby yesterday. Literally tears coming down my face, and it wasn't because of anything sad.
Wait, you did?
The journey is over. McElroy has his masterpiece.
Rory McIlroy won his first Masters.
Oh, my gosh. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. If you've been listening for quite some time, you know Scott cries at everything and anything. Did you really?
My God.
Were you just saying that, or did you really cry?
Oh, no. No, I cried. I just watched it again, and I was like,
why?
Because he was so emotional. Plus, he's one of the first, like the only six people that have achieved this Grand Slam in golf, right? And it's legendary. Plus, he's, you know, got local ties with, his wife in Fairport. And I double cried after he was down on his knees and sobbing on the green and hugging all of his friends.
You cry when you see other people cry?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
yeah,
I was happy for him. Then he picks up his little girl.
Yeah.
I lost it.
Oh, that's when you lost it?
No, second time. It was like 3 minutes after I lost it the first time. Then he's walking out. He hugs his wife. He picks his little girl up. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm done.
So we're a golf family because my daughter plays golf. So, we were watching it, too. And how about this is terrible. My daughter and I, my younger daughter and I, were rooting against Rory only because, you know, rumor has it he may or may not have cheated on his wife. So we're like, nah, he doesn't deserve it.
You're
a cheater.
So bad.
You can't.
He's so bad.
My husband's like, what does that have to do with how he's performing? We can't support somebody who allegedly.
We don't know.
We even admit it. We don't know if it's true, Rory, but we can't root for you.
But you made it true in your head.
So yesterday was so beautiful.
It was nice.
Then everyone's putting on their shorts, short sleeves, going for walks, jumping on the jet ski.
This is a really bizarre accident. I mean, usually jet skis on water, you know, there's not much to, you know, unless you run into somebody or the thing dies out on you. But so, apparently what happened was that he hit an obstruction or something like that.
Well, they say, okay, so Lakeshore Fire District performed a water rescue Saturday. This happened on Saturday for a 26-year-old man who was jet skiing and fell into the water in the area of Braddock Bay. In Lake Ontario. He hit something, they say. Maybe a line or a rope, which threw him from his jet ski.
Oh.
He has significant injuries to his legs, hypothermia. He's at Strong Memorial Hospital.
Ugh.
Isn't there a rule of thumb now? I don't jet ski. I am too nervous. I am too much of a nervous Nelly to even try it. But isn't there a rule that you should go in pairs? You should never go jet skiing by yourself.
It's not a law, but you should. Yeah.
Like the rule of thumb, right? Because just in case something crazy happens like this.
Yeah, in case, you know, you run out of gas or a mechanical problem or, you know, you get thrown from it.
I wonder how long he was in the water for, though.
I don't know. Did they say were there any people with him or riding alongside?
That's all the story is what I just told you.
Wow.
But he suffered from hypothermia, so he probably was in there for quite some time.
Well, you don't need to be in that water for long to get hypothermia, unless you're wearing a wetsuit, you know? I mean...
God, the water must be so cold. You're not going in your shorts, are you?
I know, right? I can't see...
What are you wearing?
There's a scenario here of, you know, let's bring the jet ski out and give it a try, you know, and just like winging it. And then there's people that prepare for it that would, you know, get the wetsuit on and, you know, and
he's 26, so he's younger. He's in his 20s. And, you know, we've all done things in our 20s where we look back and we're like, what are we doing?
Lucky to be alive here. Yeah.
Why are we doing that? Do you jet ski? You're all about boating and stuff.
Yeah, I have. I don't own one. I mean, it's hard to jet ski when you don't have one. I do. I have used them though. I love it. They're scary, man. They're so powerful. You know, remember the old school ones where you stood up on it? Remember the handlebars that moved?
Don't do that anymore? That's old school?
I think they may still have them, but that was the original, you know, way instead of sitting on a, you know, basically a snowmobile, you know, in the water.
There's no way. I don't know if anyone, but that is scary where there's just a rope in the water. Like something tripped him up.
That's scary. Yeah. You got to know where you're going too. Remember the jet ski accident that I had?
Was that at
Darien Lake
race?
No, it was at Darien Lake.
Cause I remember we used to do a jet ski race or something with the station.
They were doing promoting the water show at Darien Lake, and they had a big pond there with jet ski and the ramp of fire. Remember, there's go over the ramp of fire.
Yes.
And I went to practice and the day before, and they were giving me great direction and stuff like that. And I went up the ramp and boom, and the whole package did it a bunch of times. And the last time I did it, I went up. The jet ski wasn't perfectly perpendicular to the ramp. It was kind of like sideways when I went up it. So when I landed in the water, instead of landing, you know, with a bow in the water, it kind of turns sideways. And at that point, the water turns to concrete. And my chin went down on the handlebar part. Even though it was foam, I still put some stitches under my chin.
I'm surprised you didn't. I think I was there for that.
I distinctly remember a friend of mine from high school who's from Australia as a foreign exchange student and his girlfriend were visiting. And I'm like, let's go to Dairy Lake.
Oh,
I got something to do.
Let me show you how cool I am.
Yeah, they ended up driving me to the Batavia Hospital to get my chin stitched up.
How about that?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. I'm sure there's people who have wild stories where it's like, well, how am I even here? Or even if you work in, like, you know, the fire department or, you know, rescue. First responder. Crazy rescue stories.
I'm sure you've seen it all.
But so, yeah, I don't know. Maybe now is not the time yet to pull out the jet ski. It's supposed to be nice today. Well, 66 today, 60-something today,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, some rain in and out, so you never know.
Right? But maybe it's still a little too premature. I don't know.
A little too cold for my personal. I don't know if I can do that.
Spring break. Okay, so many people are on spring break. Now let's walk into the courtroom, Jerker Justified here. Okay. Let me think how to tease this. Where she is making her dog watcher sleep. Where she's making him sleep. Then I'm like, oh my God, is that not right? Is that Jerker Justified?
And it's not the doghouse, right?
It's not the best accommodations that she's providing this dude staying at her house for the week.
You'll get to decide Jerker Justified on it coming up here on the bus.
Got a story Spazano and Sandy need to hear?
Leave them a quick voice message right now.
Open the Odyssey app,
search 98.9 The Buzz, and hit the little microphone.
Odyssey. AUDACY.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Jerk or justified.
All right, this is the time of the morning where you have to decide the moral compass in Rochester, 818-2899. You can also message us on our social media or go to our voice memo. You go to the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Leave us a voice memo.
And whoever left the voice memo about Sandy reusing dental floss, that was epic. Thank you. We love you.
Jackie. Love her. You're disgusting. Okay, anyhow, how about this one? So a friend of mine is having her husband's friend stay at the house while they're on spring break to watch the dogs, which is pretty cool. I think a lot of more people are doing that now, where you're just saying, hey, just stay at my house, watch the dogs. She told him to sleep on the couch. Three-bedroom house. And she said, sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
And it's a nice couch, but he's a grown man. I don't know how comfortable it would be really to sleep. It's like a tiny little L-shaped sectional couch. I'm like, you did? Why don't you just have him pick a bedroom? I ain't having him sleep in my bed. She's like, that's disgusting. No way. But he's staying at your house.
If you asked me to stay at your house, I would not want to sleep in your bed.
Would you? Bed? Like, there's a bedroom in the house where her older daughter, but her older daughter's away at college. So nobody's using that bedroom, really, or that bed.
No, I wouldn't sleep in there either. That's creepy.
Oh, so you would want to sleep on the couch.
It's justified to sleep on the couch. To say, hey, sleep on the couch. I'd be like, yeah, I'd be doing that anyway.
Yeah, but absolutely. I think giving him the option, hey, I want this to be as comfortable as you can. You can sleep wherever you want. You can also sleep on the couch. Why are you giving me that look? That's so weird.
Would you want me sleeping in your bed?
No, but
then why would you tell me to sleep on the couch? I'd be like, yeah, okay. I'm totally on your couch.
I would feel terrible though if I'm like, here, sleep on the couch.
Sleep on the couch anyway, and it's the second most comfortable place in the house. Next to my bed.
If your couch is super comfortable, okay, that's fine. But I don't really think her couch is super comfortable. Okay, I don't know. Putting it out there. Maybe everybody's going to be like, that's completely fine. It's almost more weird that you're offering a bedroom.
I know, right?
If somebody's staying at the house for a week, should you give them a more comfortable, spot to sleep?
Good morning, Abaz. Is it jerk or is it justified?
Well, it's jerk to have them sleep on the couch.
Well,
let's put it that way.
Why is that? You want somebody sleeping in your bed?
Well, I don't care. Change the sheets, for goodness sake. It's not like, whatever. Thank you. This is your husband's friend. It's not like some person you got off Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder if anyone does that. I did see someone post it. I seriously saw somebody post it on Facebook. Hey, anybody willing to watch my pet while I'm away? I'm like, you're going to just grab any rando? No way.
Exactly. Now, that rando, I would not want to stay the night. But this is your husband. Your husband knows this person. We can't just like put him on the couch. That's rude.
So fired up. Trish votes jerk.
Jerk.
Yes.
Jerk. Registered.
Thank you.
Love it.
Bye, Trish. You're so funny.
Now I have your tally under justified. You already said justified, right?
I did.
Messages are coming in. Justified. He's staying for free, watching the dogs, not checking into a resort. A couch for a week won't kill him. But that's so uncomfortable.
You said it's an L-shaped sectional, so it's got to be big enough.
Yeah, but it's tiny. It's a tiny L-shaped sectional. It's hard. It's like, it's a pretty looking couch. It's one of those couches that looks pretty, and then you sit on it, and you're like, oh, okay.
Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. How do you call it, jerk or justified, to make him sleep on the couch while dog sitting?
I'm saying.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, barely. Go ahead.
I'm going to say total jerk.
Total jerk.
Total jerk.
You want people sleeping in your kid's bed or in your bed? The reason being is I would never want to sleep in anybody else's bed unless I had to. You know what I mean? I still think it's justified to say it. Hey, listen, the couch is all yours. Thanks for watching the dog.
That's a big thing that you're asking someone. Now, I know you're going to pay them, but there's... you could either say, hey, pop over the house a couple times a day, but wouldn't you say, hey, stay in my house? I kind of feel like you should stock the fridge. Kind of feel like you should make it a welcoming, I don't know. More messages coming in. Jerk, if someone is doing you a solid for an entire week, you give them the bed. Basic hospitality 101.
Mm.
See?
I would say no. I'll watch your dog. I'll pop in and out, but I'll sleep on the couch.
I don't. Okay, yeah. So I was thinking the same thing. I feel weird staying at someone's house for a week.
You're not staying. I mean, you have your own place to live, right? So if you have to stay the night because you got to let the dog out at night, and then in the morning, I'm going to park it on the couch. I'm going to watch TV and pass out on the couch and then wake up, let the dog out and go to work.
I would even say no to this whole entire thing. And I am not getting a week's worth of horrible sleep. That's what you're pretty much signing this dude up for.
Yeah.
No money is worth a week's worth of horrible sleep. Jerk, that's a long time to be uncomfortable. If you wouldn't sleep on the couch for a week, don't ask someone else to. See, that's another jerk move. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, okay. Where so everybody's we? Saying this jerk. Everyone is saying it's jerk.
The verdict is.
Is that me?
Jerk.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
To ask him to sleep on the couch?
Yeah,
jerk.
Yeah, yeah.
Or justified. 98.9 The Buzz. The Buzz.
I would offer up a kid's bedroom. For some reason, offering up a kid's bedroom, it doesn't feel as wrong as saying, hey, sleep in my bed. Like, I know Trish said change the sheets and all that. I know.
You want some dude, friend of your husband, sleeping in your college-age daughter's bed?
I have. When my husband's friends crashed here when the kids were little, yeah, I would have the kids sleep with us, and then they would sleep in this little frilly pink bedroom with the twin bed. Yeah.
I love it.
All the stuffed animals around.
I love it. It's 98.9 The Buzz and Spazano and Sandy. You know, some part of what I love here is when Sandy has an idea and just kind of dumps it on me. That's part of the thrill that I get. And you said you have a
no
new
idea.
Yeah, I have no idea. And you have this new game we're going to play.
A new type of game. And we really need, and I think it'll sound better if somebody joins in on this. So 818-2899.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody from the Buzz fam. If you know the show very well, if you've been listening forever, somebody who's funny to help offset you.
And hates Mondays. If you hate Mondays, call 818-2899.
No, it's a simple, funny, goofy game. But it's one of those where you have to force yourself not to think dirty, which I think could be funny.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not sure how funny it would be if you just do it by yourself. So it's almost okay. Like we really need somebody to
call. We
need
a third person in here, right? 818-2899, you would call.
Because I guess I could try. I can't join in on this because I'm the one who's, I'm like the host of the game.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The host can't play.
No. Because you already know the answer.
Right. Well, it's one of those where it's like first thing that comes to your mind.
Oh, okay. And
yeah,
you got to filter
yourself,
right?
Right.
All right.
Where's Trucker Ray? Trucker Ray, you're always in the truck. You got plenty of time on your hands. Trucker Al.
Anybody. 818-2899.
Fired up Trish would be funny
call
with this game,
up.
Too.
Give us a buzz. We'll do it. We'll have some fun with it.
The Buzz.
It's 98.9 The Buzz. It's Spaziano and Sandy. I have Bill's Mafia Ken on from The Buzz Fam.
Okay. Bill's Mafia Ken, I think you'll be funny with this one. Now, you have to give us your first thought. Well, see, here's the thing.
What?
The tricky part is, it's the first thing that comes to your mind, yet something that is appropriate for radio, though. So it might not be the first thing
Maybe
that comes to your
thing.
Mind.
Second
yeah,
thing that
comes. It might be.
That's what we have to call this, the game. The second thing that comes to your mind.
Okay, that's good. I love it. Okay, ready?
Okay.
And both of you guys can, I don't know. You don't, yeah, if you want to just shoot out whatever you
All right, so
blurt out, whatever
we're
you want
to trying to
say.
Guess what he's going to say or anything like that. We're just going to
finish. Give me something.
Finish the sentence kind of thing,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
Okay.
So number one, name a body part on Scott that starts with a P and ends with an S.
That ends.
Patellas. He has two of them.
Wait, what?
Patellas. He has two of them.
Patellas. So I have plural patellas?
There's a patella on each knee, so he has two patellas.
Oh, wow.
Am I dumb? What does that mean? What is that?
Patella, it's like your kneecap.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm dumb. I'm dumb. Okay,
plural,
very good. I'm
plural
impressed.
Plural kneecaps. I was going to say pants.
Oh, pants. pants.
Yeah, I'm wearing pants.
Good. Good. Okay, I love that. Okay.
Wow.
Totally out of body part, though.
I know. Well, sure.
That's fine. That's fine. We'll let it go. Okay. Or we'll give 1 point to Ken. How about that? Ooh, we'll make it a competition. Okay, 1 point to Ken.
Well, is there a wrong answer?
Well, pants, because that isn't a body part. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So Ken's winning. Right. Okay, ready?
Yep.
Best of three. Here we go.
Okay.
Compliment something about me that starts with the letter B.
Ken, you go first.
She's never had bad breath.
Oh. Yeah, you haven't worked close to her before.
Hey!
Your bitchiness is welcome every morning.
Oh, my God! There were a million other things you both could have said.
I said it was welcome.
Okay, fine. You both get a point.
Hey! Okay.
And the final thing, this is it. Ken, you can take it home right here.
Okay.
Name something warm and soft that starts with a T and ends in an S. Okay, Ken, you go first, I guess.
T and ends with an S. Name something warm and soft. Wow. Ken, are you there? You're lost.
Come on, Ken. Do you have something, Scott?
No, kind of.
Come on. Scott, you can tie it up right here.
Turkeys?
Oh, that is good. That's a good one.
They are kind of warm and soft.
They are. Okay, Ken. Five. Four.
Ken.
Three.
Come on, Ken.
Two.
Starts with a T, ends with an S. It's warm and soft. What is it?
I seriously got nothing.
I don't have a tiebreaker. Okay, fine. This ends in a tie then, because I don't have a tiebreaker.
Is there an answer to this that you're looking for?
No, it could be anything. Anything.
Okay.
Tacos. Come on, tacos.
Hey, Bills Mafia Ken, how about this one? Touchdowns.
Touchdown!
They're warm and soft and huggy and let's go, Bills!
Oh my gosh. Let me look at the schedule. Hang on a second. What? Are you coming in this week, Ken? Or no, next week. Next week. Ken's coming in next week because it's the NFL draft.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Kicks off next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, my friend. Thanks for being on with us.
Love you.
Okay, talk to you later. Bills. Go Bills! Yay! Go Bills! All right. It's awesome.
I don't know. I had fun with it.
Yeah, me too. Nothing like a Monday, a cup of hot coffee, kids off from school, and some Bon Jovi. 98.9 The Buzz.
I know. Hey. This is the perfect moment, right? You know how James Whitaker, our Win the Day expert, always says, find those little things in life that you're grateful for?
Mm.
That right there. Right That's there. It.
Yes.
Mark it down.
Which one?
Okay.
The coffee, the Bon Jovi, the...
All of it.
Oh, okay.
All of it. That, like, the perfect storm of gratefulness right there. Okay, so I guess apparently yesterday garage sale days kicked off at the public market?
Oh, God, really?
So this gets you the feel of, okay, we're right around the corner. When you hear garage sales, you think spring, you think nice weather, you think purging, cleaning the house, spring cleaning and all that. So
Triggered, and I never want to have one again because my wife literally gave away one of my most prized pieces of furniture.
Come on. I'll let you have your moment again.
Oh, no. I didn't need to elaborate.
No, you didn't. You can. Where are your outlet?
It was my dresser from my mom's that when she passed away, we inherited it and she put it out to the garage sale and sold it for like $30. It was like 150 years old. It had a secret compartment in it. Anyway.
Yeah. $30. Yeah. That's that.
Great.
Who has that? Hey, you listening right now? You got Spazano's dresser? Yeah.
Well,
let me know if you found anything in the secret pocket.
I hope the spirit of my mom engulfs your house in the love.
Ah, that's going to have a lot of love in that house. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next one, garage sale days at the public market, the 27th is the next one. And it usually runs from 7 a.m. to 1. Okay, so now this is why I bring this up.
Okay.
Not only to give a shout out, not only to trigger you, because I know garage sales do trigger you. But my husband and I were having, or actually the kids were in on this too, debating on what you can and cannot buy from a garage sale.
Oh, yeah, right.
So we're working on a project in the house. It's putting on, enclosing our covered porch. So now it's going to turn into a three-season room.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, crap, wait, I got to furnish this darn room.
Yes, you do.
Hold on a second. So I don't really want to spend, like, crazy amounts of money on a three-season room, right? I'm like, where are you going to get furniture nowadays? And I'm like, I think let's go to estate sales, because on my way home, there's a sign that says estate sale. Whenever I go, oh, I'm going to go to an estate sale or a garage sale or something, look for, like, a couch or a chair or something.
Oh.
And right there, my husband was like, uh-uh, I am not sitting on someone's used couch. I'm like, why? We've sold our couch on Facebook Marketplace and met the nicest people. Like, I wanted to become instant friends with them. They are so stick it sweet. I go, so it's okay for us to sell our couch, but it's not okay to buy one? He goes, I am not. That is off limits. I'm like, is
you
it?
You don't know what's in it or who farted on it or, you know, what kind of mites there are or bed bugs. You never know. You don't want that.
You wouldn't buy a couch?
No.
I thought that was, really?
Oh, no, I would not buy a couch. No. Why would you buy a couch? You're a germaphobe. Why would you buy somebody else's old farty couch?
Because I don't want to spend as much money to buy a new one. I don't know.
All right. Sounds good. You contract a little disease, but it's worth the money.
It's, you're not going to get a disease. It's not like a bed, a mattress. A mattress, I think, is different than a couch.
Well, Ken Bills Mafia just texted me. He was on last break. He's like, oh, and use underwear. You never buy underwear at a garage.
Okay, that, yes. Yeah, okay, yeah, I think okay, we agree. Earbuds. Yeah. I see earbuds on Facebook Marketplace. Now that, I don't know if I sign up to that. Subscribe to that.
Hard pass on empty bottles of personal products, like half bottle of shampoo. Wouldn't buy that.
Who's selling that? Have you seen that at a garage sale?
People put all kinds of junk out.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. One second. You're saying hard pass on a half-used bottle of shampoo? What does it matter? Who cares? Why are you saying a hard pass on that? Are you saying a hard pass on the couch?
Hard pass on the couch.
Hard pass on the earbuds?
Yeah, kind of, because I see my earbuds and I'm like, ooh, get the Q-tip out, dig some wax out of it. Nah.
What do you mean, kind of? Yes or no? It's no. Either a hard pass or no.
No, no.
It's a hard pass.
Hard pass on that. How about you? Would you buy earbuds?
No, I won't buy earbuds.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. For some reason, the couch wasn't that bad. I mean, I had who was it? Where did I get it? It was a friend of mine who had a business, and she was refurnishing her business, so I grabbed the chair from it. And then a lot of clients sat on that chair. It was in my front room forever.
Was it a chair with a vinyl seat or a cushy seat?
No, it was cloth. Oh, my God. Okay, messages are coming in. 818-2899. Bought a box of what I thought were vintage board games.
Uh-huh.
Turned out to be someone's old love letters from the 1960s.
Why would they sell that?
I don't know. Maybe at an estate sale. You'll find a lot of that stuff. At that point, I would feel compelled to reach out to the family and say, I don't think you wanted to give these to me.
Yeah, I would return those. Definitely.
I would either track down the family or frame those. That it must be so cool.
Yeah, I don't know. You were weird about like things with like history to them, like those books. Did you ever get rid of those books that were haunting your house?
No, I still have them. I want to bury them. I'm trying to bribe my mother to take them.
Put the love letters in the books, then put them on your shelf. That'll cancel the mojo out.
Oh, yeah.
How about stuffed animals that look like they've been...
Wait, what are you reading? You're reading something.
No, I was looking at... I'm getting texts, yeah. How about stuffed animals like that have like a stain on it?
Well, no one's going to buy a stuffed animal with a stain on it.
Would you just put it in the washing machine and then make it new and then give it to your kid?
My daughter, she went garage sailing with my older daughter. So my younger daughter comes home with this stuffed animal. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, God, no, we can't do that. I mean, you're not even allowed to donate stuffed animals. So I want to follow that, right?
Mm.
If you can't donate a stuffed animal and donation places take anything and everything, then I don't want you to buy a stuffed animals. She loved it. I washed that in super hot water.
Uh-huh.
I put it in the freezer.
Oh.
Like I did, you know how they
say.
So
you tortured it first.
Yes.
Put pins in it too?
She still freaking has it, but it creeps me out. It's disgusting. I don't know how I let that in my house, but anyhow.
Wow. Okay,
so there you go. Next public market garage sale days is on the 27th. Okay, if you're divorced and you have kids, if you've ever been divorced, if you're going through a divorce now, is this something you'd consider trying out? It's called bird nesting. And some say it's a better way for kids to cope with the divorce.
Oh, okay. Well, 8:41 now on the Buzz. This is Pisano and Sandy.
When I heard this, I was like, okay, that makes, I mean, it really does. It's hard to argue that it doesn't make sense for the kids' sake. But I don't know how many couples are really going to sign up to do this. So it's not a brand new thing, but yet it's resurfacing because a lot of couples now are, you know, posting it to social media.
Oh, okay. It's come back around again.
Yeah. So bird nesting is a co-parenting arrangement designed to minimize disruption for children after their parents divorce.
Okay, what is it?
Now, just saying that without explaining what it is, would you sign up for this?
Yeah.
Looking back, reflecting back when you were going through the divorce.
Yes. Not knowing anything about this yet?
Yeah, not knowing anything about this.
Okay, yes.
Because do you feel any guilt? Was there anything that you're like, oh, God, I wish I did it better with the divorce and having to do with the kids?
No, not really. I think.
Oh, you think
no.
You? Oh, okay.
And, you know, we've talked about it recently, me and the boys, and they're like, yeah, Dad, we you know, it wasn't too bad for us.
Oh.
We know it was bad for you.
Oh,
but,
that's really like, good to hear
the
kids that from
get
your kids.
They get double love. They get double birthdays. They get double Christmas. Like, hey.
All right. So you don't, because I do know some parents who feel very guilty with how they handled it or, you know.
Not guilt was scrubbed out of my DNA.
Intentionally did they try to screw anything up, but they feel like the guilt, the parent guilt,
right,
you know, that
right.
comes with it. So that's
right.
really huge when your kids are older and say, nah, it was fine. Well, anyhow, in this setup, bird nesting, the children remain in the family home while the parents rotate in and out according to a set schedule. So this approach aims to provide stability and for the children during a challenging transition.
That's so much.
So the kids stay. I love this.
So you need to
I don't know
rent
how practical
two
it really
apartments
is.
And keep a house. Nah, ain't gonna
yeah,
happen.
Yeah, see, I'm not sure how practical this is, but parents are doing it. Like, really, parents are doing it. And it is so good, I think, for the kids because it must be awful.
Good for
them.
For
the kids to have to pack up and go to mom's house on this day, dad's house on this day. You know, the commute to school is different based on where the parents live. Like, you're shaking up their world.
Right. Well, good for those people. You know, you'll do anything for your kids, obviously, right?
No, except for this.
Except for bird nesting. Never even considered it. I mean, in our situation was different when I got divorced. You know, it couldn't happen. But it was like.
There was a family who came forward and she's like, I hate my husband. Hate him. I mean, this is an ugly divorce, but we both came together and said, as much as I hate you right now, as much as we don't like each other, we have to do this for the kids. And they made it work.
Good for them.
Oh, God. You wouldn't ever, if like a psychologist said, this is really good for your kids.
I'd probably try it. Yeah. I didn't know about it back then. I never even considered it back then. We just tried to make it easy. No.
Wait, you say one sentence, you're like, I'd try it. Okay. And then the next I ask you, would you try it? You're like, no.
Okay. If you're hypotheticalizing things, if that was put in front of us, I don't think that would have been a thing. No, I don't think it would have worked.
No, you would have done
it.
No.
How
anyone
about you?
Doing
when you get
this?
Divorced, are you going to do that for your kids?
Well, I hope I never have to deal with this.
I'm not. Sorry, you got to answer it.
Yes. It breaks my heart. And as a parent, if I had little moochies, that must be the hardest thing. Like the whole divorce thing is brutal. I mean, that tears your heart apart because at one point in time, you did love each other enough to get married, right? You have these awesome memories together and something changed where now you don't like that person and you want to separate. But it must be gut-wrenching. tell the kids and to uproot the kids.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
Nobody likes to, like, I don't like going on vacation because I hate packing. Can you imagine doing that every
week?
You're
still, though, you're still up and outing and you're still disrupting them, even though it's their house. It's mom's here one day, dad's here another day, mom's
yeah, but I
here
don't
over the
think
weekend, dad's here
of,
this weekend. I don't know. I'm not sure if that is really 100% transitionally positive.
I think
when does that stop then? And how about in a divorce if somebody has to get the house and one has to buy the other one out? There's so many nuances that happen that you can't really do anything about.
And I am very curious how they do manage that whole who pays what.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, there was times when, like, the kids were little and would you have a babysitter come over, right? Like, when my parents would watch, I'm like, can you watch the kids? Mm-hmm. Can you come here? Because it's more comfortable for the kids to have their bedtime routine in the house, right? A lot of parents do that. Hey, Ma, come to my house instead of spend the night at, you know, aunt whoever's house or grandma, grandpa's house. So it is a thing. A lot of parents feel that. But I don't know how many parents would actually do it.
Nah.
818-2899. What do you think? Scott's totally just writing it off. How about this? Tracy just messaged us. Mm. My ex comes on vacation with us. People think it's weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
But we do it for the kids.
Good
would
for
you
them.
Do that? My God, you are so, like, angry.
What do you want me to be? Something different? I would never do this. No, no. And if I had the opportunity to...
Just be a little open-minded with it. You're like, shutting it down. Tracy says that this is how they do it. And you're like, no, God.
As I said, good for them. Good for them. Good for people who bird nest. Good for people who split vacations and everybody gets together.
Wouldn't you want to be one of those people?
It would have been nice, yeah.
I don't know about the whole vacation together. I guess it depends on why you're divorced.
Right. Look at living proof. Kids ruin your life, okay? That's it.
Okay. Well, this is really hard to have a conversation with you about this.
I don't know what to say. It sounds like a great idea for some people. It's not going to work for a lot of people. But for some, and God bless them, good for them. It'll work. You know, and if I were to try it, it probably wouldn't have worked because it takes two to tango.
Okay, well, your next divorce.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Okay.
That's right. Well, I'm wishing you the first one then. You wish me the second. I wish you the first.
No.
You'd never do it because you're too cheap to get an apartment and a house.
Yeah. Oh God, no. God. I don't know. That's the most curious part to me is how the hell do you make that work? What's going on there?
$1,000 of just in rent for one apartment.
Yeah, I don't know.
$2,000 plus a house payment plus child support.
But you'll do anything for the kids. You say it. Every parent
says
it. I
love them that much.
Tomorrow on Jerk or Justified, and this is what we're known for. We do it every day at the same time, 7:15-ish. We'll do a Jerk or Justified. And our Buzz fam, Mandy, she's so funny. And I never thought she would want and encourage her husband to write up a coworker for this. So she's coming on the air with us tomorrow, too. I'm like, please, you have to present the case because this is way too funny.
Is this the one that she sent pictures of?
Yes.
Yes.
Something her husband's coworker did to his office, he was not impressed by. He did not laugh. He did not find it funny. So he wants to get the dude written up. He wants to write up the dude, his coworker.
Nice.
So we have to decide if it's Jerk or Justified.
All right.
If he really crossed the line.
Tomorrow morning, a little after 7:15 here on 98.9 The Buzz. And the commercial-free 98 is on the way.
98.9 The Buzz.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.